הרצון לקבל, the desire to receive, is not exist within our DNA. Surprise it, right? Not exist in our DNA. Why? Because we come from God. We come from the Creator. If we come from the Creator doesn't have desire to receive. So, in our roots, the real who we are, there is no desire to receive. לפי שהרצון לקבל אנו מרגישים בו בושה והזדמנות. Every time the desire to receive has been awakening, it creates two feelings. Shame and impatient. Shame and impatient. Or sovlanut, which means impossible to take pain. And because of that, God gave us this physical world so we can fix ourselves. How we fixing ourselves? Through Torah and mitzvot. So I hear many people when they start being spiritual, I restrict the cheesecake, I restrict this, I didn't look at the guy that I like. That's not making it, you know. It's a nice... it's good for Keitana. It's good for kids, huh?
Camp.
Kids going to camp. Say literally. How do you do it in this olam hazeh, in this physical world? יגיעה בתורה ומצוות. I'm sorry, I'm sound religious. תורה, מצוות. Two things. Study Torah, like what we do now, and doing מצוות. It's also what we're doing now, doing מצוות. You're eating kasher, you have to manage it by eating the kasher, by doing different mitzvah, by giving charity, by love the neighbor as thyself. You're doing this mitzvah. That mitzvah, and that study, changing your selfish ability into giving ability. So you need to know why you're doing the mitzvot. The mitzvot is not the goal. The mitzvot is the tool. And once you're using those mitzvot and Torah for the sake of transformation, then things start to work. But remember, the original DNA of your soul is never to receive. So every time that awakening of the desire to receive, we need to transform it to Torah and mitzvot. Now, what if you restrict cheesecake? It's not bad. It's a practice. It's good. But you have to look at the 613 mitzvot. You have to know about study Torah. And when you study, what about if you study, I don't know, different type of spirituality? It's not the same. It has to be Torah. What about if you're Jewish, not Jewish? It doesn't matter what you are. It has to be study of Torah. The Torah was written by God in Mount Sinai. And it was specifically for that reason. It wasn't for just the story about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. It's that story is just the cover of what's really going on. You understand? We're covering it. It's almost like you're driving a Ferrari. Yeah, you got to cover it nice. But the truth of the matter is, what a Ferrari, what you paint is the engine. It's not just the chair and the look and everything. I'm going to give you a Ferrari with the engine of, I don't know, the Ford. It's on a Ferrari. It's a body of a Ferrari, but the engine is not the Ferrari. It's Ford. Got a problem. So the engine of the Torah, the whole thing, is transformation of my selfish into giving. The way it covers, it was a nice story. Jacob, Esau, chasing, Moses, mitzvah. You know. But if, Rabbi Shimon say, in the Zohar of Baal Otcha, if a person is looking in the Torah, and he's reading it like it's a story, Rabbi Shimon says, I'm cursing him. Why are you cursing him? He said, because he's making shame of God. So why are you making shame of God? I'm reading the Torah. Most, if you take books, Orthodox Jewish rabbis, they read the story. That's it. Enough. But you're making shame of God because Pinocchio can do better. Snow White can do better. But you're looking at the cover. The internal part of the Torah is so profound that that by itself changing you. What we can learn, say Rav Ashlag. Rav Ashlag said, המדבר לנו מכל האמור שבכל הצורות הנמשכות לנו מהמשכת בלתי ישראל מנדוח, יהיה בא עם כושר סבלנות. והוא נגד הטבע שלו, וזה תביא שהצורה אחת אשר נעשתה מקבל אולטרסלט, אני סקן. דיינו, הרצון ליהנות, אינה באמת שום פחיתות וחיסרון בערכו התברך, ועד המזו עיקר הכותב של בריאתו, שבלו זה אין כאן בריאה כלל כנל. ולמה מקבל שהוא נושא את הצורה הזאת, מרגיש בה בחמת עצמו, חם כושר סבלנות. But Rav Ashlag is raising a doubt. When God created the world, when I say God, I hope you understand I'm talking about the Creator, okay? Not God. When the Creator created the world, He created with Machshevet HaBriah, the thought of creation. the thought of creation represent the whole idea that I have to share. The creator says I have to share. Now, if the creator has to share, that's Machshavat Abriah, that's the thought of creation. He needed to create something that will receive that I need to share, the joy of what the creator want to give. So the creator creates something or ability to receive that joy that the creator want to give. So now we have balance. The creator want to give, create something they want to receive. But where is that receiving force come from? It's also creator. It's a part of the creator. We took a chip from the creator and we say to that chip, behave this way. But it's the same. There's no really difference between the creator and the receiving force of the creator. Both of them are creator. Where they come from? It's the same. It's nothing. One behave this way, one behave this way. It's just different type. Everybody understand that? It's very important. Once you understand that, you understand how powerful is this. So the creator took a piece. So, okay, you will be the receiving of this. What is the you? Also me. You know? It's almost like you're going to see the right hand, give it to the left hand. Give to the right, give to the right. It's me, it's all me. Just this acting as a receiver, this acting as a giver. Simple. So, the receiving force, who is the same like the giving force, start feeling ashamed. In my DNA, I never know how to receive. I only give. What is the receiving? It's new to me. It's on my DNA. מרגיש בה המקבל מחמת עצמו בחינת קושי הסבלנות. So the receiver start feeling impatient, start feeling in difficulty. The same in like in life. Same like in life. What do you like to do better? Share. What do you like to do less? Receive. But if you ask most people, receiving is what giving us the life. If you're not receiving breathing, you die. If you're not receiving money, you have nothing to eat. If you're not receiving food, you have nothing to do, you die. If you're not receiving water, you die. It's all receiving. Our whole engine is receiving force. But here he's saying that once we are attached to that receiving force, that's when we feel terrible. Because the original core of who we are is giving. So Rav Ashlag said, I think this is very simple and clear, that because within the receiving force, there is no existence of what was the original DNA. So now we understand what Chazal means the sages say. Asher ha'olam hazeh, this universe, physical world was created. Mishum demayin da'achil de'lav dele, bit listaklu be'ape. The Chachamim say, the only reason this physical universe was created, so we will not be ashamed receiving gift. That's actually what we are doing here. So in a way, from now on, every time you're receiving gift, that means something went wrong. Every time you didn't receive what you want, you're doing well. No, I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. Because we are here to not receive. So we have maybe a paradox here. We have a virus. Because it's saying, ha'olam hazeh, this physical world was created for one reason. That you can work on the idea that you're not receiving free gift. Shelechora utamua. And I wonder, Sir Rav Ashlag, ואתה יונמו לנו דברי מאוד, שכבדה לעניין שינוי הצורה של הרצון ליהנות, שנמצא בהכרח בנשמות. He said, the desire to enjoy exists within the soul. Who put it in the soul? The creator. Why the creator put it in the soul? Why? Why is the creator put it in the soul? It's supposed to be 2 a.m. So we can receive what? Exactly. It's called the joy of the creator. If I have ability to receive joy, it's only because the creator want to give that joy. Mm-hmm. You guys got to know it. 2 a.m. No, it cannot. Non-stop. Non-stop. Repeat it 5 times. So every pleasure that we want to receive, originally, come because the creator want to give. There is no desire on your own. You only want to have because the creator want to give. Now, of course, we are now living in the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the food chain of tikkunim. So a lot of time we want to receive, not because the creator want to give. Exactly. That's we are far. But the original desire was built because the creator want to give. That's why I want to receive. Can you imagine if we can get to that point? One day a year, we can get there. Only one day a year. Yom Kippur. One day. That's it. Only one day. 25 hours you're in, And then you're out after it's finished. Out. Just to let you feel what it's like. In, out. That's why you don't eat. That's why you don't drink. Everything to do with Malchut, we're killing it. Nothing Malchut in that day. No leather shoes. Why only the shoes? What about the belt? Shoes. What is shoes? Malchut. Everything with Malchut, gone. Because at that day, boom. You're there. You're actually there. You're receiving what the Creator will give. And He build you to become a real receiving. That's why I say Yom Kippur. Tremendous. Already, tell you what. Already tonight, the energy begin. Tonight, the energy is to already begin. Because tonight we're cutting, if you remember the Nesira, from Rosh Hashanah back to back, already finishing the 10 Nesirot. We don't do another cut on Yom Kippur. Even it's 10 days, if you know what I'm talking about. Keter, Til, Od, happened yesterday. Today we're cutting two pieces. Yesod and Malchut, one shot. And tomorrow night, as we're coming in, it's already face to face with God. So you're in. You're in the system. No virus. Everything is in. So most people think Yom Kippur, fasting. Fasting. What are you talking about? This is it. This is the temple. This is the immortality. This is Mashiach. This is everything. Only problem, 25 hours. That's it. If you would see what's going on in Yom Kippur, you would never want it to end. But because the body is not used to it, the body is the klipa, the body is the dark side, the soul is the good side. The body can take it, food, water, shower. The body is not educated yet for that. The body wants more thing. The soul wants big thing. So the body can take it. Tough. I don't want it. You know? But the truth of the matter is, where the soul goes on Yom Kippur, everything. That's why there is 5 pray, and there is 5 restriction. Right? We have 5 pray, 5 restriction. One against each other. As we're getting out of Yom Kippur, then free energy is flowing. You walk in the street, you get energy. Doesn't matter what you do, you're going to get energy. Free. Free. And because you're ready. Now you cleanse yourself. You went to the end self. So now you don't feel shame in those few days. And finally, the Rav chose to leave exactly that time. 12 of Tishrei. It's the only time which is everything free energy. You don't need to do nothing. Nothing. It's free. When Sukkot comes, you have to do a few things. You have to walk into the sukkah. You have to shake the lulav. You have to work hard. Because in sukkah, you start building the next year. That's why, what's going on. Yeah.
Is there a reason why it's 25 hours and it's not 24 hours?
To wake up 1 hour earlier. Anyway, so when we do good things, we always want to do more than a day. Like Shabbat. Anyway, so the desire to enjoy originate with the influence of the Creator to give. משום דמל דאחיד אלאב דלי באת להסתכלו באפה. כלומר שכל מהקבלה שמתלה מתנה מתבייש בעת הקבלה והיינו משום שינוי צרום השורש. Why there is shame of receiving in the endless? Because it's not in my DNA to receive. How can I receive? I was not created to receive. I'm creator. I am God. I am the creator. But from there, what manifests here? There is body I have to carry with me, this one here. Got to talk to him, shower, the toilet, the food, all day long. Got to deal with the baby. That's a baby. Got to take care of it. And that's why the Torah says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Which means that's through that you that to take care of the body. You have to keep your body healthy. You have to take care of the body healthy all the time. If you don't take care of the body, it's one of the mitzvot. You know, in the Torah, you commit a crime. You have to take care of the body, health. You have to. Because that's what carry the real you, which is the soul. So God, say Rav Ashla, created this world, the physical world. It's the only reason He created this world, so we can fix the shame that we feel when we receive. Very simple. So we are here only to fix it. How? אשר הנשמה באה ומתלבשת בגוף, God take the soul and put it inside the body. And when you put it inside the body, על ידי עסק התורה מצוות, look at this, it doesn't say cheesecake, it doesn't say bamba, it doesn't say restriction of sex, it doesn't say nothing. Say two things. Study Torah, מצוות, am I translating it correctly? Good. Study the Torah and doing the מצוות in the right way. Now, what is the right way? Many people do Torah and מצוות. And they don't do it right. So look what he says. But the Esek HaTorah Mitzvot Al Menat La'asot Nachat Ruach Liotro. When you study, or when you do a mitzvah, you have to do it for the sake of sharing. Now, what is that for the sake of sharing? Let's say if I study now and I enjoy it, I lost a little piece. If I do mitzvah and I enjoy it, lost another piece. So let's say I love Sukkot, and I know that Sukkot changed my life. Every year, if I do Sukkot to Kavanot, so every time Sukkot comes, I know what's coming next year. I already feel it. It's there. It's in the Sukkah. All your potential for next year is inside the shaking. That's already there. When you do that, it's you're shaking the energy, it starts coming down all the way down. So now, can I enjoy it a little bit? Because it says, in the mitzvah, say, V'samachta bechagecha. You should be happy in Sukkot. Say it. It's one of the mitzvah. You must be happy. You have to smile in the Sukkah. If I smile, I enjoy. If I enjoy, I'm not doing it for the sake of sharing. I'm doing it for me. So how do you do it? You know? So the idea is going like that. You walk into Sukkah. You do the shaking. You do everything. Why are you doing it? You're doing it, and that's where religious people get confused. You're doing it because God wants to share with you something. He wants to share with you Sukkah. He wants to share with you love. He wants to share with you the mitzvah. So you become a recipient. You become a receiving to give God the pleasure by you receiving of all those goodness. If you go and talk to mostly religious rabbi, you will hear, God says so, so we have to do it. It is true, it is written in the book, but it's misunderstood what it means, that God says so and we have to do it. There's a secret there, top secret. What is the idea of the secret? That I'm receiving for the creating, give the creator a pleasure of giving. I'm becoming a true vessel. But how do I do it? Through the Torah and mitzvot. But it's not enough Torah and mitzvot. It has to be for the sake of sharing. It's called Nachat Ruach Liotzro. Mitapchim Klei HaKabbalah Shel HaNeshama LeKlei HaShpa. It's the only two way you're taking your soul and you're changing it from receiving force to a giving force. My dear friend, no other way. No other way. So when you come with the Lulav, which is one of the most important mitzvah, and women who are married do it with their husband, single women do it alone, they should have the lulav. And when you do that, okay? Some Sephardic don't believe that the women should do it, by the way. So you need to know it. No, actually, they believe women should do it, but they don't believe women should do it with the blessing, right? All right? Ashkenazi believe blessing and do it. So both culture believe that women have to do it. You know, I didn't do it, by the way, for many years, because in Israel, you don't see men encourage their wife to go ahead and do it. So only when I start studying more the laws and I realize women have to do it too, that's the only way they get the energy. So, oh my God, we didn't do it. Every day, by the way. Right? Every day. Once a day, right? Like us. Look, we do it once a week. Don't do it twice.
No, women. Just one woman.
Yeah, one shake. One woman.
Last year, they said the single women need to do it with the single man. That's not true?
Yeah, because they don't want you to take a married man to love. Because his wife gets jealous, and then you're going to start fighting.
Yeah, but you don't do it for yourself.
Oh, but that's logistic. I don't want to answer that question. Okay. It's logistic. Mostly, you want to get the spiritual essence. כלומר, שמצד עצמה הנשמה לא הייתה חפצה בשפע הנחמד, אלא מקבלת השפע. So the soul don't want to get anything, only for the sake, I want to receive it, because there is so much that the Creator want to give. כדי להשפיע נחת רוח ליוצרה, for the sake that the soul want להשפיע. The soul want to give. How can you give if you receive? Because I know the Creator want to give, so I will be there to receive. What am I receiving? The study of Torah. The doing of the mitzvot. So you can play it with cheesecake. You can do it too. You can do it with different little camp. Little restriction thing. It's cool, but it's not the goal. The goal is to look at the mitzvot. What is the mitzvah there? Why am I doing the mitzvah? I'm coming for Shabbat. I'm eating kasher. Okay, I'm going to this. Kosher, hamburger. Okay? Motzi, another mitzvah. Tilat edayim, another mitzvah. Those are mitzvot. Now why am I doing it? Am I washing my hand to eat the burger, to eat the meat, to eat the bread? Or I really don't want to eat, but I know that God commands that if I do that, that's called a mitzvah. All right, let me have a receiving something. Let me wash my hand. Okay, let me have some food. You understand? It's changing the whole way. It's very difficult. It's all day long, by the way. All day long. There is no other way to change, by the way. No other way to change. I'm giving it to you the way it is. No other way to change. I would say, because I'm reminding God, I say, God, you want the soul to enjoy everything you give. So how can I be here at Jeff Gourmet, right, and I don't enjoy them? I'm passing by, I smell, oh, I think I need to have it. Now, how much are you going to have? Are you going to have till the joy start? Because once the joy starts, maybe it's time to stop. Hey. Got a bit, huh? So that's the cheesecake theory. But it's not the cheesecake from the food point of view. Is to remind yourself, I'm doing it for the mitzvah. So you push, you do it, you push. It's all day long. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. And why am I doing the mitzvah? So I will get Gan Eden. Now you fail again. Now you fail again. If it's for the sake, because I want to find my soul, and you fail again. Person do a charity, right? Give charity, they want to have children. They want a charity. And they come to me and say, Eliyahu, I want to give this charity to have children. So would you like to go next level? I want next level. Do you want more money? I said, no, it's not the amount. It's your attitude. If you do it now, that you giving the mitzvah of tzedakah, of charity, but you are actually doing it for changing yourself. But changing yourself, if there is children in your program, that will come down. Now you're changing. Now you're doing it differently. It's all new world. You know? וכיוון שהיא נקייה בעצור לקבל ההצבעה, שוב אינם בבית לסוכל בהפה. So when the soul is clean from totally the desire to receive, by working on ourselves in this עולם הזה, in this world, נגלית על זה, זה תכלית השלמות של הנברא. Then this is תכלית השלמות. This is the ultimate goal of every creature. Ultimate goal, not part. Ultimate. The only reason we are here. Can you imagine we're sitting here, we try to figure out, you hear those philosophers, what's the purpose of life? What's the purpose of life? And you give it to them, that's the purpose of life. 1 minute. What they say, what's the purpose of life? After what's the purpose of life? Philosophical, you know. They like to talk. This is the purpose of life. Simple. Nothing more, nothing less. This is it. I'm here to receive, to create a pleasure to the Creator to give. What's the tools? Study of Torah, doing the mitzvot. That's it. That's the whole goal. It's this most simple thing you can find. Why you want to get married? People come to me 3 weeks ago. They want to get married. They chose me. The parents call them and say, only Eliyahu. Come in, see me. I met their parents 22 years ago. Yeah. So they're sitting there. They see a rabbi. Oh, they think the rabbi is going to give a blessing and this and that. They say, okay, why you guys want to get married? So they look at each other. So, well, married, you know. You know, yeah. People get married. So why? Children, I said, children, you can do without getting married. House, together, living together, you can do it without it. Why are you getting married? You know, once you get into the mitzvah, into the idea of understanding, God is giving you 613 channel of light. If you know what you're doing with those channels and you do it for the sake of charity, all the light can come in. Can you imagine? All day long you can do it. All day long. Let's love the neighbor as thyself. It's a mitzvah. So if you love somebody, like you love yourself, and you focus on that mitzvah, but be careful with it. If you focus on it, it's not for your own benefit. It's because through that, you can open your channel to receive for the sake of sharing. All day long. It becomes so beautiful. Rav Ashlag, when he used to wash hands for Shabbat, Netilat Yadayim, you know, he used to be so excited because it's one little mitzvah, just washing your hand, that he can transform his soul forever. It's powerful. בעניין הצורך והחיוב של ההשתלשלות הרחוקה עד העולם הזה, התברר כלל שבחלקה הגדולה נעשה שהתמחות הצורת קבלה על צורת השפעה, לא צורך בעולם הזה כמו של מרון. So, how did we end up here, say Rav Ashlag? This world is totally physicality. There's nothing. Nobody think about sharing. When people say to you, I'm a sharing person, that's the most selfish person you're ever going to meet. That's my secret. You want to know when somebody comes to my office and say, I'm so sharing. And it's not because I'm judging them. What kind of person talk to me about this sharing? You know? People who talk to me about sharing, there's 3 ways to test a person. You know that rules, right? From the Talmud, right? You test them according to the Shema. You test them with their money, or it's called physical domain, with their time and with their love. So the first thing you test a person, money. I'm such a sharing person. Do me a favor. Give me an empty check. I got to buy a new school because you're sharing. I'm trusting you. I would never call you a liar. All of a sudden, the face change. You have a voice. Coming out, voices. Yeah? One time I was in 37th Street. 37th Street has a lot of, I don't want to say where they come from, but there is a lot of people there. And I'm meeting that person, and I said to him, listen, I'm building something in Manhattan. I need to donate some money. And he said, he knew the power. He said, the Shema said, money, time, and love. Let me give you love. I said, no, but you got to write something. You got to, love, it's a love too. I said, no, you have to earn it to get to love. First you go to the physical domain, then you go into a time, then you reach love. Love is the ultimate. He said, I'm already there, don't worry. I'm giving you love already. It's funny, right? It's funny. But the idea that the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of time, giving love is very important. Most people have no value of what it means. You know, they look at the tzedakah, I'm doing a favor. Take favor to who? Favor to who? Give it to who? You know, somebody today in the shul, I was on the way out, somebody said to me, I'm selling disc, I'm a chazan. So by mistake, I bought two. I thought it's too different because the cover on this way looked different. So okay, let me buy two. I gave him the money, I'm happy, I give him tzedakah and I make him happy. On the way home, I started to realize, this is the same. So coincidentally, somebody came. Today I was shooting for Sukkot. Somebody walked in, and I looked at him. I said to him, do you like Sephardic, Selichot? Very nice. He said, I don't know. I said, you like it, you like it. I said, take it, put it in your car. You will be very happy. The idea of the sharing or giving charity or doing things is a transformation of yourself. Now, some people, as King Solomon said, they call it mahala. King Solomon call it disease. How does this disease look like? I'm not feeling like I'm going to be okay tomorrow. I'll tell you a story. How bad is this disease? Because I meet people like this all day. So I'm driving from Miami Beach to the airport. The driver, Uber, large car, the entire drive, there was a lot of traffic, 1 hour and 15 minutes, telling me about how we save money. That's all what he's talking about. And he's talking to me that where he live, how much money he save, and how much money he save, and the girl is dating. He's dating a girl that she did not asking for too much, and now he make a good deal. All day long, he talk about a good deal. So my kids listen to the conversation, and the guy doesn't stop talking. And I said to him, tell me about your life. What do you have in your life? What do you got? Tell me. You have family, you have sister, you have brother, you have kids. And then he tell me about all either disconnection. He doesn't have kids, no connection to anything. Because once the engine of sharing is not working, there's no flow. And you're blocking it. When you're blocking the flow, there is nothing coming from here. And that's why the mitzvot and the Torah, be careful, because when you study, you enjoy. But you have to remember, I'm studying, I'm doing this different mitzvot, to transform myself from a receiver, for just me, to be a receiver for the sake of God. I think that's clear. How is it work in this world? Ubo Eloi, come and behold. Asher l'Reshaim, Mishne, Shivron, Shivram, Ki Yochzim Achevel Bebet Rashim. Wicked people and selfish people and cheap people are holding the wire or the rope in both sides. You need to clear it on that. This is very important. You understand? They're holding the... Is it term in English, okay? Holding the rope from both ways? Like, try to eat the cake from both sides. Maybe that's better in English. Try to eat the cake on both sides. You hear? Okay. So, ki ha'olam hazeh, this physical world, nivra im chesaron v'rekut. This physical world created with emptiness and with lack. Mikol shefa atov, from every good thing that exists. וכדי לקלוט קניינים צריכים אל התנועה. To buy things, to buy real estate, to find somebody to be with, to have everything good, you have to make motions. Without motions, you cannot get anything. You need to make motions. People who don't move cannot get what they want. Cannot. וידוע שריבוי התנועה מדאיב את האדם. And we know if you move too much, you will be depressed. Everybody knows that. You move too much to get money, to get things done. It's eventually enough, you know? Enough. People will say that I'm a professional traveler. But you have a home. Eventually you have a home. If you don't have a home, you're professional lost. You are, what do you call it? Those people who have no place to go.
Vagabond.
No, like, Is it the word? Like people with no home?
Homeless.
Homeless. That's the word I was looking for. Homeless. Homeless are professional traveler. Homeless are professional traveler. So, וידוע שריבוי נתנו המדיף את האדם. להיות המשכה בלתי ישר מהמותו התברך. Why? Why does it make you sad when you have to travel all the time? It's because God is never moved. And you come from God, and you move, that's what makes you sad. Whatever God has in it, or in him, and you don't have the same, it will be the opposite of great feeling. אמנם להשאר כאן מכנים והטוב, גם זה אי אפשר. But if you don't move, you're not going to make money. If you don't move, you don't find the soulmate. If you don't move, you don't eat. If you don't, if I want to eat, I have to go eat in a restaurant or go to the refrigerator. I have to move. So it says that wicked people are suffering from both syndrome. We need to understand what it means. It said that they are, you know, they have to move and then they have to always get more. So to be empty, it's against what God is because God is never empty. To move all the time, it's also against God. God is never moved. So what do we do? שהרי השורש מלא כל טוב. וכן, בוכים בסבל ריבוי התנועה. That's why the wicked people, when they say wicked, it doesn't mean evil, it means selfish. Selfish people. Selfish people, always you see them moving a lot. Because they need to get everything. They all day long need to get, need to get, need to get, need to get. I gotta go to work. 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 People say it. I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work. It's almost like they say, I gotta get what I don't have. So they have to move. אמנם כיוון שכל עניין וחשוב הם אך לעצמם, whatever they buy, whatever they do, is only for oneself alone, even if they give charity, even if they give charity, totally for themselves. And whoever has one portion, want 200. Once you get benefit of having $10, now you want 10 million. Once you have 10 million, you want 100. Once you have 100, you want endless. נמצא בזה שאין האדם מת וחצי תאוותו בידו. The Talmud and many sages saying it, from here we learn, a human is not dead even with half of his passion or desire being fulfilled. There is a rule that's written 2,000 years ago. A human being is not dead even with half of what he wants to accomplish. You know, one of the great speakers in America said, if you ever want to know where is the strongest dream that exists in people's life, you go where? Cemetery. Cemetery, you have all the dreams that never been manifest. You go there, you listen to them. All the depression there is so heavy. Why is it so heavy there? Because people want to manifest so much and they never got to manifest a thing. Mm-hmm. So they suffer from both ways. They're suffering by moving a lot to get what they want. And also from not getting exactly what they want. Because it's never enough. So now the wicked people, the selfish people, never happy. I move so much and I still don't get what I want. You know, it's crazy, just crazy. 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 And it's so sad. So you look at wealthy people. What is the punish of a wealthy people who didn't correct themselves? Most people didn't correct themselves. Very sad. First, a wealthy person, somebody who become a billionaire, that's when they bless. They have a blessing. They have a unique blessing. It's not just become a billionaire like that. Now, but then it can turn into a curse. Would you stop after 1 billion? Would you stop after 50 million? It's time to stop. Or you don't. Depends how you think. If you think for the sake of sharing, maybe don't stop. If you think for the sake of receiving, you're killing yourself. Every day you receive one penny. Every penny you receive, you're killing yourself. To have us like, right, two things that they are doing. Movement all the time to get more, and feeling that they don't have enough. Because chasar lahem machatzitam. Because half, it's a, the law said, half of what a person wants is never going to achieve. You always receive half of what you're capable of achieving. Always half. So if you meant to make 71 million, you're going to end up with 35, or 35 and a half. Okay? So that's 35 and a half, you know, not enough. How can a person win a lottery for $180 million lose it all? How can that be? How can that be? I mean, just go to a money manager, wealth management, and teach them how to put this 25 here, 25 here, should be fine. Relax. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you losing it? Why is 88% of the people win lottery losing it? Why? What happened? You know, master of the world, what happened? That's the reason. But a tzaddikim, so what is a tzaddik? What is a righteous person? Be'artzam yirshu mishneh. They are already receiving everything. How is that work? Da'anu yachashu me'apchim ta'ratzon lekabel. When you already changing your selfish brain, selfish engine, you're transforming yourself for the sake of sharing, which means you said, I only want it because I know it's giving pleasure to the giver. I only want it because it's giving pleasure to the giver. And it's difficult, right? After Yom Kippur, you want to eat? Of course you want it. You're hungry. The body is hungry. So now you have to say, I don't want to eat, but I know how much pleasure it gives to the Creator if I eat. You have to say to yourself, that's okay, let me wash it into a motzi to the brain. What is the only day that you're supposed to eat more than you want? Huh? No? Tomorrow.
Before.
Why? Did I explain it in the video? Don't remember. Did? It's the only day that you build the vessel to receive the soul of Yom Kippur. Because I told you, the cut is happening actually from tonight. You're cutting Yesod and Malchut, so you're building the structure for next day to receive all the Shabbat. It's called Plimiyut and Chitzoniyut. On the day before, you build the external part. In Yom Kippur, you're building the internal. So you can. So you gotta eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And by eating, that's a mitzvah, actually. Restriction to more food doesn't work. Actually, eating is the right thing to do. Drinking is the right thing to do. But you don't eat or drink because you're fasting. You drink and eat because you can get energy the next day. If you eat and drink because you're supposed to fill up your belly, so you'll be okay for tomorrow, you're missing the whole point. You're missing it. It's all in the mind. All in the mind. So righteous people changing themselves. Righteous people, the only reason they want to receive, because they want to give pleasure to the Creator, to give. So what happened when they change? Now they say, I don't want it. When they say, I don't want it, most people think restriction is to say no to something. No, no, no. I don't want it, but then I need to want it, but not for me. I want it because I know it's giving pleasure to the Creator. You cannot fool yourself. You have to be real with that. You have to be real. If still the angel of receiving is there, stay away from it. One of the greatest rabbis, name was Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. When he was young, he was about to marry a lady. Her father-in-law was a great tzaddik, invited him to see what he's like. And he was off a little bit, a lot of time. So they gave him to open the ark. So he's about to open the ark to get the Torah out. And he sees him fighting with himself. He put a talit, he put a thing, he opened, he closed, he opened, he closed, he opened, he closed. Now people are looking, it's a big cinema. And the father-in-law, the brother-in-law, is a very rich man. Everybody respects him. So you look at this guy who's going to marry his daughter. Hello. But everybody says tzaddik, but act different. Then in the end, instead of opening the ark, he took the talit and he threw it on the table. Say, you want a talit? You have it. He said to some, nobody was there in the ark. And the father was looking. So, oh, we're shiggling. Like we have a crazy guy here. So, but everybody know him in this city of Berdichev. They say this guy is a tzaddik. For sure. It's the most tzaddik man they ever met. The father will say, I have to give him another chance. It was Yom Kippur. I forgive him. Let's talk to him after Kippur. We have a little dinner. So he took him to his office. How are you? I was Yom Kippur. So wonderful. He says, and I have a difficult time not to judge you. But what happened? What's going on? What's happened? Say, if you want to know, I will tell you. I went there to opening the ark. And I meditate to open it. And then my body consciousness start talking. And the body start telling me, oh, I'm so happy to do the mitzvah together with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing it with you. So we do everything together. What do you think? It was only your soul who did it? It's the body. So I start telling body, please leave me alone. I'm doing it with the soul. Please leave me alone. In the end, I took the talit. I said, you want the talit? Take that mitzvah. Take everything yourself. Profound story. Profound, profound. You have no idea how profound it is. And the idea is to get into that understanding. It It's deep, deep understanding of understanding what the righteous people do. The righteous people are saying, I don't want anything. I want only what the Creator wants to give. And I want to be a vessel to receive what the Creator wants to give. So what happened? Two things happening to them. First, they receive because the Creator wants to give. So they have an affinity with the Creator. It's called Devekuta Amitit. And then they don't have to move a lot. They don't have to chase everything. You understand? They don't have to chase all day long what they don't have. Because they know that the Creator always wants to give. They just need to be there to receive what the Creator wants to give. But they're not going after what they want. Because if they go after what they want, they become like the wicked. So it's all day long, you know, I'm going there. I'm feeling hungry. I need to eat. The only reason I'm hungry now is because I know the Creator has something for me that you want to share. Very different thought. Okay, let's go to dinner. Let's eat something. I'm sitting there. Everything. Now, what's the value of that food at that moment? Almost nothing. But I have to do my mitzvah of receiving for the Creator to be the sharing. So it's all new thing. Even making children. Like this guy went to his rabbi, so what's the meditation for making children? For the sexual intercourse, what to meditate? It's so very simple, just meditate not to enjoy at all. That's it. And I went, this is pleasure. I mean, sex and food is the number one pleasure of the human body. So how do you do it? So the idea is, I don't want it, but for the sake of pleasure of the Creator put it in the universe, I'm receiving it. That's why the children born, righteous children, and how it's been born, you draw something else. It's with food, it's with everything. So they're righteous. First, they don't have to chase all the time. And when they receive, they don't have bread of shame. Because they say, I don't want it, but the Creator seems like he enjoyed giving it to me. Okay, let me have it. Now, to get to that level, my dear friend, is the ultimate. A true happiness only can come then. You cannot have happiness if you're living in lack. That's why King Solomon said that cheap people are sick. He doesn't call them bad people. He said they are good people or sick. It's called Vegamani Ra'iti Machala Ra'a Tachat Hashemesh. I also saw it, you can find it in the book of Mishle. I don't know how you say Mishle.
Proverbs.
Yeah. Proverbs. That's the book, Mishle, great book to read. And he writes about a disease that he found under the sun. And the Zohar said the disease is being cheap. Why? Why is a person cheap? What's a person? What is being cheap? It's difficult. You have steak on your thing. You didn't eat for a day. You're on a diet, right? You're about to cut it. Somebody walking. Aliyah, can I have a little bit? It's this. I'm on a diet. Protein diet. It's mine. Do you want it? Question, look, it's deep. Why do you want to eat this thing? Very good. I only want to eat it because sharing. That's it. But I don't need it. So if he come and ask for me, he asked for it, I have to think that the Creator want to share that and he's the vessel to receive it because I passed my test. Now I have $10. Do I give it? So what happened when you $10 turned to 100 like the wicked and 100 turned to a million? And a million to two. And two. What happened to your desire to receive? Stronger. So now you cannot release it. More you have, tougher is to give. Less you have, why? Because you don't have the magnet of the money. So it's easier. So you cannot be tested when you don't have money. You can only be tested when you have a lot of money. So people who have a lot of money, that's a test. If you hear about a rich person who gave a lot of money, tzaddik. Very difficult to give. Very difficult. Don't look at it like, oh my God, they have so much, of course they're giving. No. The opposite. Because they have so much money, the money turned them to become more selfish. It's profound, right? Profound. More you have, more difficult it is to give. Less you have, more easy it is to give. Same with everything. Love, let's say everybody love you. Everybody love you. You will have a difficult time now to love others. You think it's the opposite, right? Let's say you're very athletic and beautiful and gorgeous. Eh? You're miserable now. Because you receive all the gifts. You're also beautiful, you're smart, you're athletic, you're everything. You're rich, miserable. Right? When I was working in a rehab, so I used to work in many rehabs, but one of them was a fancy rehab. It's one of the most fancy rehab in the world. It's hidden somewhere in Florida. You would never find it. You cannot find it. Seriously, you can never find, not even the name. Private jet, everything there. Beautiful people. The girls look like models, the guys look like models, the whole Harvard college, the best. Business people, they good in everything, but they're miserable. And one of them is still my friend, and there's something shaking in the shirt. I said, man, come on, I'm begging you. You have everything, stop. He said, I can't. And when I show him that, sometimes I used to read to them, it's a change. It's to stop wanting. Because when you receive a gift like beautiful, and girls are born beautiful, most miserable. I was teaching, I used to teach lecture in a, what do you call it, this model agency in New York. I think it's called Elite, of one of them. Is to go there, teach, and some of them were very famous. And they get £2 extra. Oh my God. It was the nightmare. So what's going on, you know? I couldn't continue teaching. That is depressing. It's, you are with the most beautiful girls in the world, but you are sad. I don't have to explain. Sad? How can this be sad? Right? Every guy was single. Every guy would dream about going there and just giving lecture. The best, right? Sad. They make good money. They look great. Every man want to be with them. Everything you would dream, it's there. It's there in their hand like that. Miserable. Why? Because the receiving force is what kill you. That's what killing you. Your receiving force. Righteous people, the nourishment comes to them without doing anything. Because they don't want it. But they only want it to give a pleasure to the Creator to receive it. And now when we merit all of it, now we understand what is the essence of the Creator, that His thought is not our thought, and all whatever God is, you know, with many, many things that God is, there are so many, remember we say special, unique, and one, which means God is tall and short, fat and thin, sweet and bitter, everything is within God, everything. All of those things. כל זה מתייחד אצלו במחשבה היחידה אחת. דיינו מחשבת הבריאה. Everything that you can think about, everything you can think about, everything you will ever think, worth thinking, will think, happen, is happening, will happen, everything is in one place. It's called מחשבת הבריאה. Thought of creation. כדי ליהנות לבריאותיו. What is the thought of the creation? To give pleasure to the part that he created. That thought by itself created every existence around us in a perfect unity till the end of the tikkun. So people who's talking to you about peace, bringing peace to the world, you know, they don't, where's the Creator in their talk? Where is that? Bringing peace. You have to, everything has to be connected to the Creator. Whatever I do, connect, is it connected to the Creator? What are you guys doing, connected to the Creator? No, we are trying to bring peace among people. Why you want to bring peace among people? So less people will die, more people will die in that year from earthquake, from the tornado. It's not involved with God. Why are you bringing peace for? All those saviors, remember, those saviors are the ones who bring the war. Remember that. This is where people are getting wrong. But if you get the Creator involved, now we're getting the boss. Are you, human, me, bring peace? Really? Take the old guns out. No atomic bomb. Nothing. No gun, no atomic, nothing. Think people will not die? They will. To become some type of disease. Because the Creator is not involved. You're not solving it. Nothing. The whole idea is the thought of the Creator is to give. The thought of the Creator is to give. We have to build within us desire to receive that given. Not because we want. Because there is a force who want to give us. כי היא כל מטרת הבריאה, my friend, this is the whole purpose of creation. והיא הפועל, הפועל, כלומר על ידי הכוח הפועל בנפעל, כי מה שהוא אצלו יתברך רק מחשבה, יהיה בנבראים חוק מחויב בהכרח. Whatever is the thought by the Creator is a must by the one that he created. Whatever is the thought turned into a must within us. כיוון שחשב עלינו ליהנות אותנו, נתפעל בנו הכרח העניין הזה. And because the Creator wants us to enjoy so much, automatically, We have a desire to enjoy from whatever you want to give. להיות מקבלים שפעות טוב. Via פעולה. This is the act. This is the worker. This is the receiver. This is the giver. This is everything. Via פעולה, כלומר, אחר שהודבא בנו החוק הזה של הרצון לקבל להנאות, אז מוגדרים לנו לעצמנו משם פעולה. שמחמת שינוי הצורה הזאת, יוצאים לנו כלל בורא לכלל נברא. And that's how we become נברא. That we come from being the creator, we become being a creature. Somebody thinks that being created from being emanator to emanated. ומכלל פועל לכלל פעולה. From a worker to the work. Worker to the work. Okay, worker is the creator. The work is us, or the act. The worker into the act. Via יגיעה ועבודה. This is the work and the effort. שמחמת כוח הפועל בנפעל כנל מתגברת והולכת כמות החשק הרבלה שבנו. עד זה יש לשירות העולמות, כדי בחילת גוף נפרד בעולם הזה, תהיינו בהיפוך הצורה מחיי החיים שאין בגדור להשפיע מחוץ עלו כלל וכלל, שום מביא לגפו את המיטה. And then, after that, it's merge and grow and evolve until the body has been born. And when the body has been born, it's the most selfish engine that exists. And that's what caused the death to people. Wow. And that's why people suffering and going to tough time. Because everything is the opposite of what God is. So the body is the one who caused death. The body is the one who caused pain. The body is the one who caused all of it. So this does not exist in creator world. It's not exist as the part of thought of the creator. It's not there. It's been evolved the desire to receive, to give birth to it. ועניין עבודת השבת ברק בתורה ומצוות. Now you know why you study Torah. Now you know why you're doing מצוות. כי על ידי הערת הקו במקום המצומצם, נמשכים השבועות הקדושים מהתורה והמצוות. When you study Torah, when you're doing the מצוות, על ידי העמל בתורה ומצוות, and when you're doing it for the sake of sharing, slowly, slowly you are changing yourself from a receiver to a giver. You're still a receiver, but you're doing it for the sake of giving. Until you don't fix that part in you, אי אפשר לנו להחיף פינו לקבל שפעו יתברך. You cannot and you're not yet receiving the goodness of the creator. Until you don't change it, you're actually not receiving the goodness of the creator because you're not there. והיינו משום פחד של השתלות הצורה. בסוד מיין דאכיל לב דלת באט לסוק לו באפה. And why you're not receiving the goodness of the creator? Because you're in prayer of shame. You're not capable. There is a disaffinity. The creator is all giving. You're all receiving. There is ice between you. There is not working. The marriage is not working. What are we doing in Rosh Hashanah? Going back. We are fixing that engine. That selfish that we are sucking from left column of Keter Chuma Bila of left column that we killed it. We fix it with the shofar. Now, 10 days after, we have to fix the part that we fix. Because after you fix part that you fix, it still need to go back to what it was before. That's what we do in Yom Kippur. And so nothing is more powerful than Yom Kippur to finish the fixing. But Rosh Hashanah, we did 70% of the job, or even 80%, or even 90%. Yom Kippur, 10%. Without that 10%, it's not complete. So is it important? Of course it's important. So what's more important? Very difficult to answer. You understand? I'm preparing barbecue. So I'm putting the, what do you call it, the sauce, the thing, the marinating it. That's a 90%, right? Cutting the meat, cooling thing. Right? Capturing the cow, or the fish. Now come the 10%. What's the purpose? You're not supposed to eat it? That's it? Just leave it there? That's Rosh Hashanah. You're coming there, that's completing the job. You put it in the barbecue, you want. Now, that's what it is. And after you're doing that, after you're doing it, you have to have gasoline for the next year. What is Sukkot? Eating it. That's Sukkot. That's the fruit. Why we're using fruit. You're eating it for the next year. Without that, it's like you didn't do anything. The people, difficult time, 22 days, who want to invest 22 days of their life, every day another spiritual thing, enough already, my God. But without that, it's like you leave it in the middle. Don't be silly, stupid. It's almost like say, how is your wife? She's almost pregnant. Huh? What do you mean almost pregnant? I never heard this, almost pregnant. Almost pregnant. It's mean you're not doing it all the way. You gotta go for it. You know, that's 22 days, you can do nothing about it. There's nothing to do. No other technique. No other technique. Change you. כי משום זה היה צמצום האחד, כנענו ולהיותנו מתקלים את כלי הקבלה שלנו שיהיה על מנת להשפיע, משווים לנו בזה את הכלים ליוצרה ורואים לנו לקבל את שפו עד אין קץ. And that's why the צמצום take a place to begin with, And if we're making that transformation, we are now going to receive endless amount of light. Now, on Yom Kippur, it's happened by itself. You don't have to do all this work. So one day a year, this is what's going on. You actually have affinity with the Creator. But, you know, some people thinking about food and feet and sex and shoes and shower. Stay away from that. Thinking about it, you're actually changing. And you are actually with the endless, because Malchut going up to Bina. It never happened like that. You're actually in Bina. So that's called Tzimtzum Bet. This is when everything is going better and they're fixing everything for you. What do you know? You need more than that. It's unbelievable. All right, we finish.